Friday morning here at the Maria and Chad Show. Always exciting to check in with Hollywood, our Hollywood reporter, live from Hollywood, sponsored by Valley Honda Dealers. Cecily Knobler, good morning.
Well, good morning.
I've been watching so many of these NBA Finals and NHL playoff games. Good morning, Cecily Knobler.
And it's hard to keep up with that kind of energy. Have you found that?
Oh, my gosh. Did you see Michael Buffer earlier this week? They hauled him out in Vegas to do the, I can't even say it on the radio without paying him, the words that he says.
Right.
He's turning into George Hamilton. He spent a little bit too much time in the Vegas sun, I could say.
Like the leathery skin. It's a little jarring.
Movies. What's going on? What's going on in the theaters this weekend?
Let's start with Adrift, based on the kind of true story of some rich people, I guess, who decide to sail across the ocean.
Yeah.
Only to get hit by some water, you know, some hurricanes and stuff. That happens. They might want to look at the forecast. I don't know. I'm not blaming them.
Is this the perfect storm or is this something new?
It's something newish. It stars Shailene Woodley. Do you like her?
She's pretty, yeah.
She is very pretty. She always plays a very strong, smart woman. I like that. She joins this adventure because, you know, there's a hot guy. Like, let's face it. If it was like Gilbert Gottfried on that thing, she'd be like, no, I'm going to pass.
I'm guessing the casting for this were like, hey, you look good in a swimsuit. You're hired.
Totally. It's like just Dawson's Creek on a boat.
Yes.
The bad news is Shailene sounds like a Kardashian, and that's kind of excruciating for me.
Really?
No, it's worse. It would be like if Rose from Titanic were replaced by Sheena from Vanderpump Rules. You know what I mean? It's just, and she, the whole time she's like, wait, which side is port? But which side is starboard? And it's not supposed to be funny.
So you're telling me they die? Because if somebody's talking like that, there's no way they can survive out in the ocean.
Even the universe wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you what happens. There is a surprise. So whatever you're thinking probably is wrong, and it's kind of an interesting twist, so it's kind of worth it for that.
Okay, I look for Gene Simmons to save them out in the ocean. I got it.
It is beautifully shot. There's some nice qualities, a nice cast, but overall, I'm going to be a little kinder than most and say C-.
Okay, so that's Adrift. What else is in theaters this weekend?
We also have Upgrade, about a guy who wants vengeance, and rightfully so. You know, when I want vengeance, I write and delete like 4 tweets, and then I watch Real Housewives for 5 hours. You know me. This is what I do.
Yeah, some people actually delete those tweets. Some actually post them, we learned this week.
Some post them and then lose a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
I always wondered, too, though, if I had a lot of money and that kind of power, I would lose jobs every day.
I think you just get delusional with power, and nobody ever tells you no until it's too late.
Yeah, she's always been this way. She just now has an access to something that can, you know, show everybody else exactly who she is. But this movie, you know, it's very gory. A lot of people seem to really enjoy it. It's an action sort of horror movie, and I didn't. And my thing is I have to try to step back and be subjective and say, okay, is this a good movie? Is it a well-made movie? It is. I didn't think they said anything new. I thought it was kind of paint by numbers, but I have to be honest and tell you it's not my style of things, and I didn't enjoy it. But a lot of people are liking it, so I want you to have all the information.
Let me ask you this. Tomorrow's high is going to be 106. Sunday is 109. Would you rather be outside or in a theater watching that movie?
Well, I would rather be in a theater watching Deadpool.
Oh, okay. Watch Deadpool.
Even Solo. If you've not seen Solo, it's worth seeing. Maybe a matinee for Solo. See, I've got it all covered. Solo, go to the matinee, and then Deadpool at night.
All right, so skip Adrift and Upgrade. And what about the new Johnny Knoxville movie? Is that any good?
Action Point, you're talking about, is co-written and starring Johnny Knoxville. Didn't screen for critics.
Okay.
It's fine by me, because I love Johnny, and I feel like if you're a mega fan of his, you're going to go. Like, you'll just go see this. And if you don't like a lot of violence in your humor, if you don't want to see people get, like, really hurt and have to go to the hospital, then it's not for you. But otherwise, it's the same as what it's been, and that can be very funny.
I actually know that I'm going to the theater this weekend, and I'm going to see one of the ones you just talked about, Adrift, Upgrade, and Action Point. You have a wonderful weekend there in Hollywood. Is it going to be hot there?
Hot for us, like 80s.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you do it.
Yeah, you just go to the movies and soak up the air conditioning. By the way, your cool movie review brought to you by Valley Honda Dealers.